The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember Slats had tricked Dantro, made him a prisoner aboard the Cosmos, and headed back for Planaria Rex. Judge Augustus hoped that his scientists would be able to overcome the effects of Marston's hypno-ray control and release Dantro's mind to aid them in the fearful struggle that lay ahead. Marston, with the knowledge Dantro had unwillingly given him, knows how to operate the dimension warper with which he can control the solar system. Slats is about to land at Planaria Rex.
Hello, hello, Slats aboard the Cosmos calling control tower, Planaria Rex.
This is control tower. Are you coming in for a landing?
This ain't a social call. Am I clear?
You're clear. Land at once in Area 5.
Judge Augustus there?
He is awaiting your landing. Proceed at once.
Here we go, Dantro.
Listen, Slats. Don't go down. Take me back to Marston. It will be well worth your while. You'll be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. I can't explain, but take me back to Mars.
Look, don't bother me now. I got to concentrate on landing this can. If you don't keep quiet, I'll take you back in that cabin and put your gag on you.
You're making a mistake, Slats. One you'll regret.
I'll just have to take my chances. Now, you keep quiet.
Slats. Is everything all right?
Sure, Judge. Everything's just rosy.
Where's Dantro?
Back on the ship. Well, I see you brought your boys along.
Yes, we'll take charge now. He's inside, men. Be as gentle as you can. You'd better go along, Doctor. He might hurt himself. Perhaps you'd better give him an injection and knock him out.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Maybe you better put something on that lump on his head. I guess I hit him a little harder than I meant to. Well, what do we do now, Judge?
You and I had better get back to my office at League headquarters.
You're the boss. What's going to happen to Dantro?
I was talking to one of our top psychiatrists. He certainly can erase the effect of the hypno-ray. The medical men will take over now, Slats. There's nothing we can do but wait and hope. Come on, let's go.
I'm right with you.
You told me to report to you, Marston, when that Slats reached Planaria Rex. They just landed.
That is very interesting, Quarrel.
Don't you want to go and look?
No. I have not the time to waste now.
But I think you'd better come and see what's happening. They're going to try to regain control of Planet Man's mind. Well, I'll continue to watch the Planet Man.
No, do not waste your time or mine any further. Forget about it.
But Marston...
I said forget him. Do you hear?
Yes, Marston, I shall obey your orders.
Come in.
Hi, Judge.
Oh, Slats, come in. Come in.
I wondered what's happening. Did you hear anything from the medicos about Dantro?
I had a report just a moment ago, Slats. They're giving him a treatment which they hope will counteract the effects of the hypno-ray. They'll know in a minute now, as soon as he regains consciousness.
Gosh, this suspense is awful. I like that guy an awful lot. I hope they can do the trick. He certainly hasn't been himself since Marston got hold of him. Still can't figure why he let us get away.
He probably didn't care about either of you anymore.
That's about the only thing I can figure. He could have wiped us out at any time he wanted with that dimension warper. In fact, he could do it right now.
That's right, Slats, he could. Have no doubt about it. The power of that machine is beyond belief.
And why doesn't he do it? Not knowing what he's up to is worse than hearing a whole sad story.
I have a hunch we'll hear from Marston soon now.
Yeah. Have you sent anyone to Mars? Maybe they could blast him before he makes any more trouble.
No, Slats. That would only be sending men to slaughter. Marston knows how to operate the dimension warper if he's been able to control those men from where he is. He must also have the spy ray.
Hey, I never thought of that. You think he's watching us now?
We must assume he is, Slats.
That's a happy thought. It gives me the creeps.
Listen, Marston, if you're snooping, you better knock it off. I don't like peeping Toms, especially when they're 12 million miles away. You hear me, Marston?
Clance. I'm sorry. I guess that was pretty silly. Oh, I hate that guy. You don't know what it felt like to watch what he was doing to Dantor and not be able to stop him.
It's fortunate that you didn't try, Slats. Chances are he would have gotten you, too, and then we would have never known the truth or gotten Dantor back to Planaria X.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Judge. Do you really think that Dantor will be able to do any more than we can? I mean, he's a smart guy and he's a brave one, but there's just so much one man can do. You don't have a machine like that dimension warper, do you?
No, Slats. Nothing we have even comes close to it.
Hey, what's that?
Well, that's the signal for the interplanetary communicator. But I don't understand it. It's a closed channel. And it can only be operated from here.
Interplanetary communicator. That's the thing that you use to broadcast to all the peoples of the League, isn't it?
That's right. We seldom use it, but I better see what's going on.
Well, don't you have to turn it on?
No, the signal activates the system. You see, it's going now.
Holy smokes, look, it's Marston.
Marston on the interplanetary communicator. What can that mean? And what will Judge Augustus do about it? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slats and Judge Augustus, they were about to listen to Marston on the interplanetary communicator, the exclusive communicatory device of the League of Planets. We find them now as they are ready to listen to Marston.
Sure, there he is. There's his ugly puss. Oh, boy, how I'd like to get my hands around that vulture's neck.
Shh. He's going to speak.
Peoples of the solar system, this is Marston speaking. Marston, your new master. Listen to my words and heed them well. From now on, I will be the law. My words, my wishes, my orders will transcend your own governments. Some of you may question that power, so I have decided to show you what I can do. Show you what will happen if you do not heed my words. In 1 hour, watch the third moon of Jupiter. In 1 hour, Marston will show you once what it will mean to displease him. Then I will tell you my wishes. Remember, watch the third moon of Jupiter in 1 hour. Until then, Marston, your master, bids you wait.
Why, that big mouth. Who does he think he... Did you hear him, Judge?
I heard him, Slats. I heard every word he said. Not only did I hear him, but so did every adult in the solar system.
Yeah. Say, how about checking on Planet Man? It's about time he came out from under that treatment they gave him, isn't it?
As a matter of fact, I should be hearing from him in a moment. Well, that must be the hospital now. Hello, Judge Augustus speaking. Yes? He will. Very well, we'll be right over.
What's up?
Dantro's regaining consciousness now. The doctor thinks it's best that you and I be there. They're not sure of the effect of the treatment, but I think it will be safer if we're by his side. Let's go. We got here as quickly as we could, Doctor.
Oh, that's quite all right. He's not fully conscious.
Gosh, he really looks as if he's been through the ringer.
Yes, the treatment we gave him was no easy one to take. The power of that ray must have been incredible.
You don't have to tell me, Doc. I was there, and it was awful. Marston said he'd control him or break him, and I was afraid for a moment it'd be the second.
Shh. Slats, he's opening his eyes.
Hi, Dantro. Remember me?
Slats. Where are we? What's happened? Judge Augustus, what are you doing on Mars?
I'm not on Mars. You're on Planaria Rex.
Planaria Rex? But I don't understand. How did I get back here? What happened to me?
Take it easy, Dantro. Take it easy. You had quite a time. You better rest. We'll explain everything to you later.
He's right, Planet Man. You've been under a strain that few men could withstand. Better get some rest now, or I won't be responsible for the consequences.
Look, something's wrong, I know. How can I rest? Tell me, Judge. Tell me at once. What's this all about? I've got to know.
What shall I do, Doctor?
You better tell him. It's no good trying to make this one rest. I know from long experience he won't listen to me. He never did before.
Okay, Dantro. Look, Judge, let me fill in on the part about Mars.
I guess you'd better, Slats. You know the story best.
Right. Well, you see, Dantro, it was like this. We were checking up on all...
Have we heard from Marston? What's he up to?
Yeah, we heard from him all right. He was on the interplanetary communicator just a while back. He said he was running things now, and he talked some gibberish about watching the third moon of Jupiter in about an hour. It must be about that hour now, Judge.
Just 5 minutes short of it, Slats.
Hey, we better get back to your quarters. I want to see what that old vulture's up to.
Wait, I'll get dressed and go along.
Look, there's old Pruneface.
People of the solar system, this is your master, Marston. I promised to show you a sample of my power. Now I am ready. In a moment, your screens will frame the third moon of Jupiter. There. Now watch it. Watch it!
Hey, it's gone. It's disappeared. Is something wrong with the set?
No, the set's all right. Jupiter's third moon has disappeared. And it's all part of Marston's plan.
Marston has demonstrated his power. What can the League members do? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.